Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray. Lord, so often we find ourselves waiting, and in the midst of our waiting, you call us to trust in you. And so, Lord, we do. And we focus our attention on you, and we pray that you would speak to our hearts through your word and by your spirit. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. What a beautiful song. And that song is based straightforwardly from Psalm 130. It is a psalm of ascents. If you grew up in a Catholic tradition, you may have known this as the De Profundis, because in Latin, De Profundis is the first line of the psalm, out of the depths. And so let me read to you Psalm 130, and then we'll talk about the story behind this song. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. This is a powerful, powerful psalm. And in light of the psalmist's words, I would give us this theme tonight: wait upon the Lord, he is faithful. Wait upon the Lord, he is faithful. Now, I'll tell you that we are filming this on Tuesday afternoon, so it is currently Election Day, and I don't know what's going on in the world on Friday night at 6:30. We may still be waiting on results. Who knows? But here's the call of God to us, no matter what's going on. Wait upon the Lord. I was told several years ago that there are really three ways in which God answers prayers. Sometimes God says yes, sometimes God says no, and sometimes God says wait. Well, if I'm honest, I really like it when God says yes to my prayers, because that means I'm getting what I asked for. I'm not as big of a fan when God says no, because that means that God knows better than me and God is protecting me from something in the moment. Do you know that when God says no to your prayers, that's said out of love? That he's doing something greater. He's doing something more, and eventually you will understand it better by and by. In the new heavens and the new earth, you will be able to look back and see the hand of God, that he really does work all things together for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. That doesn't mean that all things are good, but our God is able to work all things together for good. So we'll understand it better by and by. So God sometimes says yes, and God sometimes says no, but God sometimes says wait. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes when we are called to wait upon the Lord, that's the hardest answer of all for me. I like it now. And our culture has gotten used to having things right now. I mean, we live in a microwave culture. We live in a fast food culture. We live in an instant gratification culture. Right now, on my phone, if I wanted to look up any piece of information in the world, I could do it right now. There's more computing power in this little gadget than there was on the first space shuttle. I can get answers now. And in our world of instant gratification, in our world of being able to scratch whatever itch we have and to do so quickly, it's really hard for us to wait. But sometimes during those moments of waiting, that's when God grows us the most. During those moments of waiting, God compels us to trust him the most, because we just don't have an answer. And our eyes are fixed on him and we're saying, Lord, I will wait for you. That's where this song comes from. The song was written by Jordan Coughlin, Matt Merker, Keith Getty, and Stuart Townend. And on his blog, Stuart Townend tells the story behind the song. He says this: I will wait for you is based on Psalm 130, one of the great psalms of distress and longing for God's intervention in our lives. A significant number of the psalms articulate the tension of knowing that God is faithful and caring towards us, and yet we often experience great pain and adverse circumstances that would seem to suggest otherwise. The cry of the psalm and of this song is a response to this tension of being willing to trust, to wait on Him, to live with the pain with our eyes still fixed on Him, knowing that He will never leave or forsake us. It is a powerful thing to look to God with trust and patience through the hard times we will all face at some point in our lives. I pray that this song will be a comfort and a faith builder for those who find themselves in difficult and dark places. And so they wrote this song based upon this psalm. And I want to remind you of these lyrics. Out of the depths I cry to you. From darkest places I will call. Incline your ear to me anew. And hear my cry for mercy, Lord. Were you to count my sinful ways, how could I come before your throne? Yet full forgiveness meets my gaze. I stand redeemed by grace alone. I will wait for you. I will wait for you. On your word I will rely. I will wait for you, surely wait for you, till my soul is satisfied. So put your hope in God alone. Take courage in His power to save. Completely and forever won by Christ emerging from the grave. His steadfast love has made a way, and God Himself has paid the price that all who trust in Him today find healing in His sacrifice. I will wait for you. Surely wait for you through the storm and through the night. I will wait for you, surely wait for you, for your love is my delight. So right now, you may be waiting. We collectively may still be waiting. But God is faithful. So as the psalmist said and as the songwriters wrote, wait upon the Lord. Put your hope in the Lord. For with Him is forgiveness, with Him is redemption, and in Him is the victory that belongs to all who trust and follow Jesus. Would you pray with me? Lord, I confess that I do not like to wait. I don't like to wait for popcorn in the microwave. I don't like to wait for food at the drive-thru. And on a much more serious note, I don't like to wait for the things that sometimes you call us to wait for. But Lord, I know that it is in the waiting that you are doing the growing. And you are maturing us, and you are strengthening us, and you are taking us to places we don't even know we need to go. And so, Lord, we will wait on you. We will trust you. And we will follow you, and we will understand it all better by and by. But in the moment, we will trust you, Lord, and wait on you. In Jesus' name, amen.